Hi, welcome to the DriveCast. My name is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at Life Point in Westerville. This past week, we continued in our series, Into the Wild, where we're looking at how, through the life of Moses, God brings his people from bondage into freedom. The people had been down in Egypt for many generations as slaves, and now have been brought out through a series of plagues. They've crossed over the Red Sea. The Egyptian army's been decimated. They have been, provided for with bread and manna. And Moses goes up on Mount Sinai to get the law and the instruction from God on how the people are to live, and they make a golden calf. It's a tragic story, and there's a lot of interaction between God and Moses and the people. And at the end of that, God is upset, and Moses is kind of waiting what to do. And here's what happens in chapter 33, verses 1 through 3. The Lord said to Moses, "Depart, go up from here, you and the people whom you have brought up out of the land of Egypt, to the land of which I swore to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, saying, 'To your offspring I will give it.' I will send an angel before you, and I will drive out the Canaanites, the Amorites, the Hittites, Perizzites, and Hivites, and Jebusites. Go up to a land flowing with milk and honey, but I will not go up with you, lest I consume you on the way, for you are a stiff-necked people." So imagine, you are the people of Israel. You know that you've made God angry. You know that you have sinned, and yet God is still willing to bless them. And if you think about it, this is like a lottery ticket. It wasn't but a few months ago they were slaves in Egypt. Now God is promising to send them up into this land flowing with milk and honey. Milk represents the nourishment, and honey represents the sweetness of life. It's going to provide all their needs. On top of that, he's going to send an angel up before them and drive out the enemies. They're going to have their own nation, a protected nation with their people where they can thrive. God's offering them a lottery ticket. All of their dreams come true. But he also says, "I'm not going with you." You see, the holiness of God is not compatible with the sinfulness of man. And he's saying, look, I'm going to end up consuming you up on the way because I cannot take this anymore. What happens next is this interaction between Moses and God, where Moses basically says, look, don't send us up there without you. We don't want to go without you. And God says, fine, I'll give you my presence. I'll be with you. And Moses then says, look, God, would you show me your glory? Would you show me the full weight of who you are? Reveal yourself to me. And God says, look, Moses, I can't give you that. You would die. So he works out this thing where he kind of puts him into the cleft of a rock, and he puts his hand over him, and he gets to see a little bit of him. The interesting thing is, I think it really speaks to our relationship with God. To what level do we really want to interact with God? What level do we really want to know God? I think for a lot of us, and it's just really easy to settle with the blessings of God. We all want God to bless our life and to bless the things that we're doing and to secure our future. But I think God wants to reveal more of himself to us. In James 4:8, it says, "Draw near to God and he will draw near to you." Moses was saying, look, teach me your ways. Teach me what I have to do so that you will stay with me. Give me your presence. I think in the same thing that, that is a step that we have to take in our relationship where we have to say, God, we want you. We want more of you. And here's the thing. God is not going to reveal himself to those of us who are clinging to man-made gods. I think it really does speak to God and his nature that he was willing to reveal himself to Moses. That means there's much of God that you and I will never even understand unless we draw near to him. And I don't know to what level God could really reveal himself to us even today, but I know he's like an ocean. There's so much of him. There's so much glory to who he is. The question is, will we go after him? Will we draw near to him? And I think it means that we'd have to let go of man-made gods. We'd have to let go of our ambitions that take us away from God, our desires that lead us away from God. So the question is God worthy of your desires? I believe he is, and I think wherever you're at even today, I think what you need to do is simply say to God, God, help me to let go of anything that's keeping me from pursuing you. Pray that right now. And then pray to God, God, reveal more of yourself to me. Help me to know you, the full weight of who you are. Lord, I just ask that you would that you would speak to us, that you would help us to let go of things we don't even realize we're clinging to. Pry them from our hands, God. Reveal yourself to us. Teach us your ways, like Moses was asking. Teach us how to live in such a way that you will show more and more of yourself to us. We ask that in your Son's holy name. Amen. Well, thank you for being part of the Drivecast today. Take care.